Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Time to talk with the playmaker, Michael Irvin, back here on this, what we just realized, RJ bringing to my attention. It's Friday the 13th here in November 2020. So, Michael, hopefully you're safe somewhere.
Yeah, I am safe, guys. I am safe. And it's interesting that it is Friday the 13th. This is so apropos to what's happening for us in this season. On Friday in 2020, Friday the 13th is a good day for us because we will get a victory this Sunday because we're not playing anybody. The one team that we are better than right now is nobody. We should be, at least I hope we can win this weekend. We may have a tough weekend even this weekend, but no. No, really, we get a weekend off and that's a good thing. I think it's a good thing.
We kind of joked earlier about, you know, teams to root for this weekend so that it just improves, you know, the draft positioning for the Cowboys or at least puts them in a better position. So naturally, the conversation has been around if you are around the top and talking about Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, do you have to explore that opportunity? And so as RJ and I were talking before, I'll ask you this, Michael, because I think the question is very simple. Is Dak Prescott a quarterback in your eyes that can play well enough to lead you to a Super Bowl? Not as a bus driver, but a Super Bowl winning quarterback in your eyes.
I you know, there's one thing Dak could have done had Dak continued to play and put up those incredible numbers that he was putting up. You know, because then we'd have said, oh, yeah, you know, Dak can put some numbers up, but can he win? Can he win? Because You know, the defense was giving up so many points. Even though Dak was doing great things, we would still be talking about could he win. Unfortunately, Dak got hurt. But fortunately, for Dak's contract situation, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be saying right now, okay, we see the difference. And Will, I hear what you're saying. Is he the guy that can carry a team to a Super Bowl? We're all looking for guys that can carry a team to a Super Bowl. But if you don't know who that is, since they don't come with a dot on their head, So we just say, oh, he got that dot. That's one of them right there. Yeah. Oh, he got a dot. That's one of them. Oh, he got a dot. You don't know who it is, so you better keep this one until they start making them with dots on their head.
Yeah, that's why that's the question. I mean, because to me, we have... You see, I feel like we
Trevor
know.
Trevor Lawrence, you don't know if Trevor Lawrence is one. Because he does it in college don't mean he can do it in the NFL. We have seen a many of them come through and flop. We have seen a many. Andrew Luck couldn't carry a team to a Super Bowl. I want us to understand how crazy it is when we say some of the things that we say. We thought Andrew Luck was the best thing since we got a damn machine that started slicing bread. Since sliced bread. And where did Andrew Luck lead the coach? Not to a Super Bowl.
No.
I'm just saying, guys.
Yeah, that's why I look at it to where we know what Dak is by this point.
And meanwhile, Mike, Tom Brady could barely win his own job in college, and he won a boatload. He won more Super Bowls than anybody ever.
Right. If we put Tom in a brown, wet, paper bag without his shirt on and said, fight your way out. He would have drowned in that brown, wet paper bag. See what I'm saying? There is no parameter. There's no quick and easy understanding. There's so many unknown variables. We look at arms. We look at how strong an arm is. We say, oh, he can do it. oh, my God, it's so much. Mentality means so much. All of these things you got to take into account when you're talking about the quarterback position.
All right, so let's just say, for the sake of argument, they stay where they are in the draft, like, what, two or three? Three. Do you trade down? Like, do you trade the pick, get a couple of more picks, or do you just take a player at number three, regardless of where, what position they're at?
Game changers. I take game changers at number three. If I got a Myles Garrett hanging around, game changer, I'm taking him at number three. If I don't got a Myles Garrett, I mean a game changer on defense. You know, I've seen some mocks where they have the Cowboys drafting this tight end that's supposed to be a very good tight end. But that's not a game changer in the Cowboys game. You need a game changer on defense now. You need somebody that's going to get to the quarterback or give me somebody on the back end that stops the quarterback. You see, I need one of those two guys, somebody that hits the quarterback in the mouth or somebody that intercepts the quarterback's ball when he puts it in the air on the deep ball or something like that. I need a game changer at number three or I am moving back.
The playmaker, Michael Irvin, my good buddy, joining us here at 105 through the Fan. Mike McCarthy was talking about across the hall coaching, this, you know, doing that this week. Now, I know with COVID protocols and stuff that, you know, a lot of things got changed. But, you know, this kind of got mocked. But I wanted to ask you, like, you, when you were playing, did you make it a point to learn how corners were taught so you could play against them and be smarter when you're going against them? Is that something that is a normal thing to do?
Well, if you're going to do some great things, you have to move to the collaboration stage as a team. I do this little speech where I give, and I title the speech, How to See Your Way to a Championship. And I always say, I'm not talking about using this divine apparatus we call the eye gate that God gave us to see. I'm talking about using the letter C. I'll give you six C's, and if you go rehearse these C's, you will be in championships. In championship lane, no matter what. And the first C is knowing that you are called. Whatever you're doing, you must know that you are called. Because being called, knowing I'm called, removes me from the duty bound to purpose bound. If I know I'm called every morning when I get up to go to work, I'm not getting up. Dang, I got to go to work again. I know I'm called. I feel like I'm walking out of purpose. So you got to know you're called. Have courage. Challenge yourself. And then if you challenge yourself, everybody will start challenging themselves. It'll bring about a natural competition. And the other one after that is then after competition comes collaboration. Great teams collaborate. I didn't put cooperate. Cooperate says you go do your job and I'm going to go do my job. Collaboration says while I do my job, if you doing your job, you know something that can help me do my job better, you come over and tell me. Deion Sanders, after I beat you or you beat me all week in practice, you see something in this game, you come and tell me. When Deion's covering Jerry Rice, I go to Deion on silence. Hey, man, every time Jerry put his right leg back, every time he put his outside leg back, and he 1 yard outside of that number, he's running a slant route. Deion said, yeah, I noticed that too. It's collaboration, and you have to get to this place if you are a great team. So if that's what he's talking about, that's what they all should be doing. And since you brought it up, honestly, that's what I haven't seen. I don't see even enough of that because, you know, there's such a disconnect between what the offense was doing and the defense was doing. I didn't see the offense leaving, telling off defense something, the defense leaving, telling the offense something. They have to get to a place of collaboration. Even in this state, you have to get to that place and hold collaboration and accountability. That's what they'll have to get to. So absolutely, I believe in that, buddy.
That's really interesting because it makes me think and want to ask you, do you see any parallels with obviously players being here from last year to this year? But, you know, we do have two different coaching staffs and what should be right. Or we appear different cultures or different types of vibes, narratives, whatever you want to call it. What are the things that you're seeing that we saw last year into this year that isn't very good?
That's a great question. That's a great question. And the thing that we don't want to admit here, the thing we don't want to admit here is that we've seen this line, offensive line, taking a hit over the last few years. Let me complete this for everybody also. You know, I told you the collaboration, the last one after collaboration becomes celebration, you know, because celebration is such a big thing. So we have to, because great goals, and this is great for the Cowboys because we're trying to do a great goal, and I think the NFL has it right. They don't put you on the goal line and tell you got four downs to go 100 yards. The distance is too great. So every 10 yards, they give you what I call a first down. Those are small celebrations. You celebrate the first down. If you get enough celebrations, then you will get the touchdown. So you got to have celebrations. I tell kids also, the third one is make sure you be careful. Don't grow so much in your profession and not in your person, because then you'll have some of the issues that Michael Irvin had when he was a young kid. We don't want those problems either. You see what I'm saying? So we want to equally grow as they grow. Now, let me just say, I didn't want to leave that thought incomplete, but let me get back to what were you asking me about now, about the carryover from 1 year to another. How do you carry over? And we have watched our offensive line kind of deteriorate over the last few years, and we really didn't address it. You know, we really did not address it, and all of a sudden, I think the bottom fell out this year. They'll have to address the depth on this offensive line next year, even with all those other guys coming back. We have to start now saying, okay, we have to start seeing an end and find somebody to get ready to replace Tyron Smith. Okay, we got Leo Collins over there, but you see what I'm saying? You have to start doing that. In that sense, we didn't do a good job in carrying over, because we should have understood that and started working on that last year. So that is something. Now, when a team does well, then you want as much carryover as possible. But when a team does poorly, so poorly that they've actually changed head coaches, you're looking for a fresh start. But this is not the fresh start that the Cowboys were looking for.
Mike, Lamar Jackson said that other teams were calling out their plays on offense. Greg Roman's like, nah, no big deal. It happens. Is that common? Like, when you're playing, do you hear other teams calling out your plays that you're going to run?
Every play. This is as common as drinking water, buddy. Every play. Every time, I just told you about, I'm peeking out every little thing to tell Deion on a game. I'm sitting on the sideline. I'm watching Jerry Rice. They told me a long time ago when I was a rookie, your job, I said, Paul Hackett was offensive coordinator back in the day. He said, Michael, he called me in as a rookie. He said, do you know your job? I said, oh, yeah, my job is to catch touchdowns, but, you know, I'm a young man. I got you. My job is to catch the ball and catch touchdowns. He said, no. Your job is to be the best receiver on the field every Sunday. Every Sunday. So when I'm playing Jerry Rice, I'm sitting on the sideline because I got to make sure I'm the best receiver on the field, and I'm watching everything he does. And when Jerry Rice does certain things that I pick up little hints, I'm yelling, Deion, it's a slant, we call it. I used to hate it, dog. We ran a play called 9-4-0. I come down on a tight split. I'm about 3 yards outside of Jay Novacek. Jay's going to go up. He's going to run a deep end at about 15 yards. I'm going to stagger, then try to pull a natural pick off Jay and come under at 5 yards, right? Mm-hmm. So he'll read me on the first round coming under. If the linebacker drop back, he'll hit me. If the linebacker up, he'll hit Jay behind the linebacker. Every time I came down to that tight split, them damn linebackers, watch Michael, he's coming under. He's on the under. They know I'm coming over there. You know what I'm saying? So they know you're coming. They waiting to hit you. This is the NFL. And everybody has studied the Ravens. They know. Yeah, they're predictable because you win running the football, man. You ran the ball 50-something% of the time. So we know we're going to try to stop this run and make you do something else. That's the name of this chess match of a game that we play called the NFL. Oh, you do that great. Oh, okay. We gonna stop that because we learn now that those are your tendencies. We are playing tendencies. We don't know your whole play. There's a difference between knowing tendencies and knowing someone's whole play. We know the tendencies, and that's what they try to go off of. So yeah, everybody knows Baltimore's tendencies. they're trying to stop those tendencies. I'm like Greg Norman. I don't think that there's nothing to it. But I tell you what I said also to this. My young brother's at quarterback. Lamar Jackson, Cam Newton. Can you please take a page out of the Tom Brady book? Tom Brady still ain't admit that he thought it was four down. He had a forehand. He still ain't admitted. That's going to be a conspiracy forever. Stop talking so much, thinking that you're doing someone a favor. When you're talking, I'm telling you, it's like the Miranda right. Everything you say will be used against. Stop talking so much.
Hey, Mike, we got to go, man. But you are honestly one of the least boring people that are on God's green earth. Thank you, my man.
I'm telling you the truth, man. And not that I know a whole lot about Miranda Rice. I just want to share
it. You don't sound like it to me. Have a good weekend, Michael.
See you, brother.
All right, guys. You too. We got a great weekend. We ain't got no game. We can't lose, okay?
We can't lose.
Can only win.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.